Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Pam's Country Show. Tonight it is local talent from one end to the other, all recorded back in the 1950s by Mr. Billy Bode, who was an incredible influence to many in this area. Music teacher, son of Mr. and Mrs. Armin Bode, and all-round nice guy. When I was roughly about 7, 8 years old, I was in the Kilbar Lutheran choir with my mother, and Billy led that choir. So I got to know him quite well. He used to drop in on my family quite a bit. He had a reel-to-reel tape recorder in the 1950s, and he recorded Marjorie and Audrey Zorner, the Yodeling Zorner sisters, when they appeared on the 4IP Hillbilly Hour. And what we're going to hear is the entirety of their performance, a little piece of history. We've played a few songs, but I've managed to finally finish mastering the rest of it. And we've also got a few pieces from one of the Kilbar concerts, which Mrs. Bode and Billy used to organise and arrange, again, back in the 1950s. So a lot of old history for our area in this episode. At one point tonight, you'll hear Billy talk about how to get this stuff into a cassette format back in the 1980s. He originally recorded all of this stuff on one system back in the 50s and then converted it with another reel-to-reel player sometime after that and then back onto tape audio tape as we know it. So in that process, there was a lot of speeding up of the tape, and hence the girls used to sound a little bit like chipmunks, you might say, you know, that really sort of sped up voice. But what we've managed to do with a little bit of technology is to drop the pitchings to what it was probably more really like, and to drop the speed back to the speed I remember Mum playing a lot of these songs. My mother was Marjorie Zorner, and how can you put it, growing up in a musical household was a wonderful thing. So I hope you enjoy the next just over half an hour of the performance on 4IP of the Zorner Sisters, and also a few tracks from one of the Kilbar concerts that Mrs. Bode and Billy recorded on their reel-to-reel player all those days back then.
Mackenzie and Jackson, your local suppliers of Berger paints, present Hillbilly Melodies. Summer has arrived, and now is the time to paint your home with Berger Master from Mackenzie and Jackson of East and Limestone Street, Ipswich. The Berger Master paint contains stearin, a plastic ingredient that gives double protection to your home, because just as the paint protects the wood, so stearin protects the paint. Mackenzie and Jackson will show you that the gloss and colour of Berger Master paint is naturally preserved longer, and all effects of weather are minimised. This summer, brighten up your home and at the same time double protect it with Berger Master paint from your local suppliers, Mackenzie and Jackson, on the corner of East and Limestone Street, Ipswich. Tonight, in our program of Hillbilly Melodies, we introduce Audrey and Marjorie Zorner from the Kilbar district. We're here to entertain you tonight, and Marjorie plays the guitar and is accompanied by Audrey, who plays the piano accordion. The first number for tonight is My Pony, My Guitar, and Me, with Marjorie providing the vocal.
Thank you.
You're listening to Hillbilly Melodies, brought to you by the Kaufmans of Mackenzie and Jackson. Next we have My Little Dutch Girl, a Swiss Yodel by Marjorie, accompanied by Audrey with piano accordion. Hillbilly Melodies is brought to you by the Kaufmans of Mackenzie and Jackson, the local suppliers for Burgermeister prints. Hillbilly Melodies is heard from 4IP each and every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7:15. Open Up Your Heart and Let Me In is the next number, a duet from the girls accompanied by Billy Bird playing the piano. As the last number on tonight's program, Hillbilly Melodies, brought to you with the Kaufmans of Mackenzie and Jackson. Audrey and Marjorie give you Yodeling Boy. you very much, Audrey and Marjorie Zana, for these four numbers heard on the program tonight. I'd like to remind all our listeners that Audrey and Marjorie will be heard again on this program next Thursday night.
Again, Audrey and Marjorie Zana of the Kalmar District, providing the program Hillbilly Melodies again tonight. Yodeling Down the Valley is the first number tonight, Audrey and Marjorie vocalizing, and Billy Baird accompanying them with his piano accordion. The girls swish yodel their way through Mockingbird Yodel.
Oh,
Country Melodies is brought to you with the compliments of Mackenzie and Jackson, the local agent for Wunderlich Judas Bastos. Hillbilly Melodies heard from the station Tuesday and Thursday nights at 7:15. Still with the Swiss yodeling, Audrey and Marjorie Zano now give you the Shepherd Yodel. Tonight in the program, the girls give you their rendition of the Shearer's Jamboree.
Celebration when they
you heard from Autry and Marjorie Zano playing on the piano, accordion and the guitar respectively. We'd like to thank the girls for the very fine performance.
Hello, I'm Billy Vade. I hope you enjoyed Audrey and Marjorie singing. They were dear little kids and so musical. Bernie and I recorded 4IP's broadcast at home on our first reel-to-reel tape recorder, an Elkin it was. I replayed the tape on a newer national reel-to-reel tape recorder and made this copy on cassette with a TAC cassette deck. The final sound is a little faster than the original and naturally then a little higher, but then that just can't be helped. The next recording is of another 4IP broadcast, a concert which Mother and I held at Kalbar in August 1953. Just imagine, 30 years ago, how time flies. Even though the quality of sound isn't super, the recording brings back very happy memories. So here is 4IP's broadcast of that concert.
This is 4IP Broadcasting from Ipswich. The time is 1 o'clock. Greetings to all residents of the Kalbar Aratula District. You're about to hear your edition for this week of Kalbar Aratula Calling. Now this afternoon during Kalbar Aratula Calling, we will be happy to broadcast some of the items recorded at the Billy Bird concert on Thursday night, the 6th of August. The items not included in today's program will, however, be broadcast in your program next Friday afternoon. And now we take this opportunity expressing our appreciation to the many listeners who so favourably acknowledged our recorded broadcast of the function at Roadvale, commemorating the Diamond Jubilee of Mr. and Mrs. Corner. Particularly, would we refer to the congratulatory letter received from Mr. Herb Grousey of Galba and another from Mrs. Ben Luck, Jr. of Lady. To use her own words, Mrs. Luck writes, "I wonder would you and could you broadcast again over the air from 4IP this wonderful programme? I never have heard any program so nice with lovely items as those played for Mr. and Mrs. Corner. We thank you, Mrs. Luck, for your kind words, but we regret our inability to rebroadcast this particular function. However, you'll be pleased to hear some of the artists again, either in today's or next Friday's session of Kalbar Calling. Now, firstly, today we have a birthday greeting. The concert program was arranged by Billy Bird, and the accompanist that you'll hear is Mrs. Bird. Now to our first offering, and it's the junior piano accordion band playing Little Dreamer. And our first recorded item from the concert program, the junior piano accordion band playing Little Dreamer. Now here's a reminder that the Roadvale QCW and Marjorie is to present a yodeling item my pony, my guitar, and me. My guitar and me, presented then by Marjorie Zarno. As you know, only the highest quality. A recitation offering from Gay Muller.
Arthur on his face, he rubbed and rubbed some more. Again he rubbed and rubbed and rubbed, with leather filled his paw. He laid his razor on the strop, and up and down it flew. 100 times he plied the edge, to make it clean and true. In town that day, he had to meet the butt of his firm. Of course, he wished to look his best. That was his great concern. But when the razor met his chin, it wouldn't mow the stubble. The growth turned this way, and then that, and caused no end of trouble. His pretty wife, who stood nearby, and watched his anger rising, remarked that of the things she knew, this was the most surprising. "My dear," she said, "your chin must be far tougher than a rhino, for yesterday your razor cut all sorts of bits of lino."
And there we heard the young Gay Muller with the recitation item. Now the items that you are... This edition of the Kalbar Aratula program were recorded at the recent concert held in the Kalbar School of Arts on Thursday last, as a matter of fact, the 6th of August. The program was arranged by Billy Bird. So our next offering, and this one from Fern and Loyal Seanfish, the piano accordion duet. It's the famous Goodbye from White Horse Inn.